Tales of the Elf Storekeeper, written by Vladimir Mraz, read by David Livingstone. A word from the author. The toy car that could only drive on the left. Hey kids, you obviously know that you shouldn't make others angry and you should not be a brat, but be good, helpful, polite, and kind, just like our elf storekeeper is. Oh my, they all say, the storekeeper is a self-sacrificing, kind, willing elf. What wouldn't he give away? He lived in a department store, and man, he helped anyone who needed something. When the last customers left, all the toys and other things for sale here came to life. It was all hustle and bustle. Oh my, the elf storekeeper peeked out and immediately worried, what do I have to do today? The storekeeper couldn't wait for that evening. Man, I couldn't wait any more for the department store to close because today is a great day, he mumbled. He quickly found the best spot in one of the shelves to get the best view of the racetrack. The start of the toy car's race was approaching. The pilots boarded and tested the engines of their machines. Vroom, vroom, puff, 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 vroom. The audience chose who they would cheer for and kept their fingers crossed to win. Blue! No, green! Nah, the yellow car will win for sure. The honor of starting the race was given to a large wind-up policeman. Man, I really appreciate that, he said, reaching for the starting flag. Vroom! The small cars roared. Then everything calmed down. The audience shouted, psst, and the policeman waved his flag. The toy cars hit the track. What's all this rowdiness, ruckus, and noise? Grunted and raged the grumpy old electric razor, perhaps the only inhabitant of the department store that no one took seriously, not even by chance. But alas, they had no idea what the guy was capable of. Who wins? Asked the elf storekeeper when he suddenly heard suspicious noises, and because he was very thoughtful, he pricked up his ears. Ouch, 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 boo-hoo, I'm a poor little red car. How could the storekeeper concentrate on the race while listening to such whining, lamenting, and crying? Of course not. He looked in the corner under the shelf, and lo and behold, there was a broken-down red toy car wailing and crying. Why aren't you racing? You have what you need. Boo-hoo, I don't. The red toy car kept crying. After all, I can only drive to the left. Look. Well, what are we going to do about it? The storekeeper shook his head. But then he tapped his forehead. I know, but you can't be lazy and have to try hard. Yes, yes, you know, I will do what you tell me, promised the red toy car. So the storekeeper untangled an electric extension cord, similar to the ones mothers use at home for ironing, and stretched it between the shelves. Okay, start by going straight, said the storekeeper, while sitting behind the wheel of the red toy car, who, while sighing, ah, 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 with his efforts, straightened its wheels, and just like that, it started to run straight along the electric extension cord. Great, perfect, bravo, applauded the storekeeper. When they returned, the elf was already dragging the cord with him, but suddenly, boom, where did that noise come from? It came from the grumpy old electric razor, which had plugged itself in the extension cord and had come to life. Ha ha ha! I'll shave you as punishment for that noise, you dwarf! He thundered and boomed as he got in the car's way. Yikes! Shouted the storekeeper. He wanted to jump out of the toy car, but his leg got stuck, and he couldn't go anywhere. The storekeeper was already looking maddeningly pale while the razor was clawing at him while making boo 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 noises. But the red toy car mustered up all of his courage. Thank goodness he managed to turn the wheels with all its might to the right, then to the other side, and vroom, took off like lightning. The razor tried still to hunt them, but oof, he snorted as he stumbled behind the toy car. But since the extension cord also has its end, it tore itself out of the socket, leaving the shaver powerless. However, the elf couldn't leave anyone abandoned in need. He slammed on the brakes, loaded the grumpy, grunting, unfriendly razor, and wheeled it up to his shelf. Ooh, well, no earth thanks, the shaver humbled, pleased with such behavior. It was even said that he wasn't such a grumpy shaver from then on. So, kids, this was already something, right? But if you think that's the end of our story, you're wrong. The other cars started to roar their engines in congratulations to the red toy car and the storekeeper, while the wind-up policeman delivered them the winner's trophy. While the red car and the elf storekeeper were fleeing from the shaver, they ended up crossing the finish line first. And the car's drivers then threw the storekeeper into the air to celebrate and honor him. And that's how it should be, right, boys and girls? Yes. Tales of the Elf Shopkeeper was brought to you by QQ Studio Publishing House. More information at www.qq.cz.